At the end of this week's parsha, we have a very challenging episode where Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and 70 Zakenim have a vision of Hashem. Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael v'sachas raglov kimasei livnas hasapir. And under whatever this means, under his feet, under the, we'll call it the kisei hakavod, right? Whatever is in this vision, whatever it means, under Hashem. What is the kisei hakavod like? Kimase livnas hasapir, etzem hashemayim latoar. Livnas hasapir. Okay, what is a livnas sapir? Seems to be sapphire, a gem. What is livnas? So here there's a fundamental machlokas rishonim, Rav Sadyagon and the Rashbam and many others says miloshon lovon. It was white sapphire as opposed to dark sapphire. And apparently it was perhaps a very light shade of blue, can be described as white, and it's referring to the color. But the Ibn Ezra asked many kashas against that. He points out that livnas is not usually used for the color lovan, and it says ma'aseh livnas hasapir, not ma'areh livnas hasapir. It seems to be describing the shape and not the color. And therefore, Rashi and Ibn Ezra and probably most Rishonim say livnas is miloshon chomer levanim, bricks. That somehow there were bricks. It wasn't a sapphire kisei hakavod. It was made of bricks. Or there was a brick there. Okay, but why would it be significant for there to be a brick? You know, even if this is only some description and not an actual, it's not an actual description of the nature of Hashem and his kisei hakavod, it's just a vision, but why are the bricks significant? So, obviously, it's not coincidence that they saw Kamasa Livna Sasapir, and that this is the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in a certain respect, and Yetzias Mitzrayim was Avodah Kasha Bechomer Uvilveinim, and as a matter of fact, as Yetzias Mitzrayim progressed, there was more and more tension regarding how they would actually make bricks. And Rashi takes this in one direction and says, it reminds us, reminds Hashem of the Shibud. Says Rashi, why is it significant that Hashem's glorious gemstone, kisei hakavod, is a brick? Because Hashem had a brick to think of the Tsar of Am Yisrael toiling as slaves in Mitzrayim, and it shows that Hashem is mitzar with the Tsar of Am Yisrael. Okay, very beautiful and inspiring and heartening and comforting message. But some of the later Mefarshim suggest point out that it's not so pashut. After all, Rashi struggles with, now they're not in Mitzrayim anymore. What does it mean it used to be there? Why would they see what used to be there when it's not there anymore? Now they've emerged into the Geula. And Rav Shimshon Wolf Hirsch suggests a very fascinating interpretation. He says, of course it is meant to remind us and be parallel to the Chomer Levanim of Mitzrayim, but not like Rashi, that it's meant to echo and repeat that episode, but rather it's in contrast. There was Chomer Levanim and Chomer Levanim. Once upon a time, we were Avodim Ayin Lefarim Mitzrayim. What was our work? To build big buildings out of Levanim of mud and cement and concrete for pyramids for Paro. Now, we are Kervano Makam Lavodoso, Halu Avde Hashem, Velo Avde Paro. What's our work now? So, someone could mistakenly think that we used to be slaves, you know, and I don't know, an economist would say we used to be slaves and build the vein to build buildings for Paro. Now we can build buildings for ourselves and we can have, we can get rich instead of Paro getting rich, and we can amass things in storehouses, whether figurative or literal, instead of Paro. So the pasuk comes to say, no, you're always building. Everyone's a worker. Everyone's working at something. It says we used to build bricks to build the structure, the edifice of Paro's pyramids. Now we're still building, but we're not building in Gashmias by more money and more treasure in the storehouses and taller buildings made of cement and concrete and stone. Rather, we are building bricks up in Shamayim. We are building the Hadom Raglav Vashem. We are building the Malchus Hashem Ba'olam. Koram Hashem HaShamayim Kisi V'Haaretz Hadom Raglai. This world is supposed to be the Kisei HaKavod. This world should be a Kisei HaKavod. It shouldn't only be up there. We are building Hashem's throne, Hashem's kingship in this world. How are we building it? Brick by brick with hard work, just like we did in Mitzrayim. But instead of hard work to build Gashmias buildings that are here today and gone tomorrow, hard work to build the throne of Hashem, Hashem's kingship in this world, which brings the world to its Which brings the world to its ultimate perfection. And according to Rev Hirsch, that's exactly what they saw. What they saw was the understanding of what the difference in the role of Avdei Paro and Avdei Hashem. It's not that now that they're no longer inside, they're not building. It's that they're building something so much more meaningful, maybe harder to build because it's a little more abstract and requires a little more pnimius in your building. But everything they do is one more brick in that tremendous kisui of Hashem in the world. And I would just add one point, that I think the brick metaphor is really speaks to us on an additional level as well. When you're building a pyramid, everyone put in a few bricks. Put a brick here, put a brick there, etc. No one builds a pyramid. But with enough bricks, you get the pyramids. You know, there's still some pyramids. You can go visit them if it's safe. And they're quite impressive. Brick by brick, you can build something amazing. And you know what? Even the pyramids, some of them are still around. It's been thousands of years. Okay. Likewise, our goal is Malchus Hashem ba'olam. Our goal is to make this olam into Hadom Raglav, to bring Hashem's kingship into the world. You and I are not from today to tomorrow going to bring the Geula, are not from today to tomorrow going to single-handedly transform the entire nature of the world, but Kamasa Livna Sasapir. Hashem just wants us to add another brick, add another brick, add another brick, and eventually, with enough bricks, the edifice will be complete, and we'll be able to bring this world to the place where it's really supposed to be, and you won't have to go up to Shemayim to see the vision of Hashem, because it'll be revealed for all eyes to see. Shabbat Shalom.